USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump using a deadly shooting in France yesterday to again call for a wall on the border with Mexico. The president tweeting a short time ago, quote, another very bad terror attack in France. We're going to strengthen our borders even more. Three people were killed, a dozen wounded when a man opened fire near a Christmas market in the French city of Strasbourg. The suspected shooter is still on the run.
Michael and I have never talked about running for president, what that would look like.
Soon to be former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley on whether she may now consider a run for the White House.
Our lives have been such a fun surprise. The only decision I've made right now is that I'm looking forward to sleeping in.
Haley speaking on NBC's Today Show. No injuries or damage from a magnitude 4.4 earthquake that was reported this morning in eastern Tennessee. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Michael Cohen, President Trump's former lawyer, is to learn his fate today on whether he'll be going to prison after federal prosecutors recommend substantial prison time. He'll be sentenced after pleading guilty to tax and financial violations. He told federal prosecutors that the president directed him to break campaign finance laws in 2016 and arrange hush money payments to two women. British Prime Minister Theresa May facing a no-confidence vote from her Conservative Party members today.
So there will now be a vote of confidence in my leadership as the Conservative Party. I will contest that vote with everything I've got.
May's problems stemming from her efforts to negotiate a deal with the European Union for Brexit. The UK leaving the EU, British voters narrowly approved it in a 2016 referendum. May negotiated a deal, but the plan has next to no support among leaders of her party. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is scheduled to deliver a major address today, and this is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Verizon's cutting its workforce by over 10,000. The telecommunications giant saying 10,400 workers will be leaving at the end of this month, in March or in June. Workers who've accepted buyout offers totaling up to 60 weeks' pay as well as bonus and benefits. John Clemens of USA Radio News has a report now on how life is beginning to return to near normal in parts of Mosul, Iraq's second largest city. Though on the west side, it's an entirely different story.
Sections of West Mosul remain in ruin, as many Iraqis claim they will never return to their homes after suffering under ISIS. In a teleconference in Baghdad, Army Colonel Jonathan Byron spoke about the progress in East Mosul.
In Mosul, where the brutal rule of ISIS denied many the basic right of an education, now thousands of students are returning to recently opened schools. Businesses are reopening where rubble once stood, and over 4 million displaced Iraqis have returned to their homes of origin.
I'm John Clemens.
And the Loose Change restaurant near Clemson University in South Carolina is responding to student pressure to change a menu item. They had described their Tijuana chicken sandwich as being big enough to feed a caravan, and they said it was built high enough and that it was so good it ought to be illegal. The restaurant has apologized and is changing its menu. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.